Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that I can spend time with you, and I believe that the Holy Spirit will teach you very important principle for your life. The Lord loves you so much. He wants you to grow spiritually, to become more like Jesus Christ, and you will be fruitful for His kingdom. He wants to bless you, and the blessing will go down to the thousand generations. I would like to encourage you by reading the scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you start your day dreading something you are facing, you are drawing in what you are thinking about. You entertaining the negative things, the things that you are afraid of, you are worried about. If you are telling yourself, I cannot pass the course, this problem is too big for me, I will never get past this sickness, you are defeating yourself. Turn it around and say, God, this looks difficult. This looks impossible. But you say that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Thank you, Lord, that it is going to be easier than it looks. The Bible wants us to believe in the promise of God. Jesus said, my yoke is light. Take my yoke upon you. So we depend on the Lord. And we make sure that our mind, our thoughts come along with what the Bible says, so that we will not defeat ourselves. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8 encourages us to be careful of what we think, and we should not live in worry, in anxiety, and fear. Philippians 4, 6 to 8 said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. So we leave the situation to God, pray to God, and ask God to help us. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true. What is true is in the Bible. Fix your heart, fix your thought on the Bible, on the Word of God, the truth of God. And honorable, and right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. The Bible tells us clearly that when we face the difficult situation, the impossible circumstances, instead of feeding ourselves with the defeat, with worry and anxiety, we should present our request to God and ask God to help us. And the peace of God will enter into our mind, our heart. And we always meditate on the promises of God and on the truth of God. And what happened? We're going to have more faith, more strength, and the Lord will give us wisdom. The Lord will fight the battle for us. The Lord will go before us. We move the hand of the Almighty God by faith, by prayer, and by trusting in Him. Psalm 138 verse 8 says, the Lord will work out His plans for my life. I love this scripture. The Lord will work out His plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. We need to understand this. When we present our request to God, when we take His yoke upon us, depend on the goodness, the grace, the wisdom, and the power of God. God can move His awesome power, and He will work behind the scene to pave the way for us, to bring the right people to our life, to open the right door for us, and He will answer our prayer because God honors our faith. And we believe that His faithful love endures forever. We trust God that God loves us so much and He has the best plan for our life. The Most High God is arranging the good breaks, the healing, the favor, the promotion for us. He has the right people light up for you and me. He knows how to change people's mind to be for you. You don't have to do everything in your own strength and ability. I give you an example. I pray to God that one day I can record the teaching in movie like this on the top of the building with the view of the city of Bangkok, Thailand, like this. But it's not easy to find this kind of spot. So I just present my request to God. I stay in peace. I keep reminding myself, this is God's business. I believe He's going to open the right door for me. Actually, my team in Bangkok tried to find a place, and very difficult because most buildings will not allow us to do this. But suddenly, a person showed up. He is a friend of our team, and he also believed in God. And he said, oh, you can use my building. I can spare or reserve the location for you, and you can do it all day. And God answered our prayer. So I learned the lesson that God will work behind the scene for me when we pray, when we trust God, and we depend on the grace of God, and He will set up everything for us. We can trust Him. We don't have to fight the battle by ourselves. We just have faith that God will fight the battle. God will open the right door for us. That's why Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, which means I trust in your help. I'm going to use my faith. I'm going to fight the good fight of the faith. And you do your part. You work behind the scene for me. I will live in peace. I will live in joy. And I'm going to walk by faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold of the eternal life to which you were summoned and for which you confessed the good confession of faith before many witnesses. So we use our faith to fight the problem in our life. When we have faith, we obey God. We do what God says. We present our request to God. We stay in peace. We trust God. And we know that God will work out every condition in our life, all the situation in our life for our good. And He will show His favor to us. I would like to encourage you to always trust God. Present your request to God. Do your best in obeying the Bible and following the witness of the Holy Spirit inside your spirit. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Job chapter 22, 25 to 28. And make the Almighty your gold and the Lord your precious silver treasure. He is the answer. He is the provider. He is the resources. He will help us. Then, verse 26, you will have delight in the Almighty. You will lift up your face to God. We trust God, we depend on God. We lift our face to God and pray and ask God for help. You will make your prayer to Him and He will hear you and you will pay your vows. So God hear, God answer us and we keep our promise, whatever we promise God. Verse 28, and you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. This scripture says that we should trust God. We should believe that God will take care of us. He can open heaven and pour His grace for us. He can go before us and open the door for us. He can help us if we trust Him and pray and present our request to Him. We should not entertain the anxiety and worry and fear and negative thoughts in our heart. We should fill our heart with faith, with the Word of God. And we present our request to Him. We trust Him with all our heart. This is the way we should live. And I try to live that way. And I can see that God answered the prayer. In fact, before I came to Bangkok this time, I heard that It was so hot. It looked like impossible to do the video recording outside the building because it's so hot. And also the atmosphere was full of dust and clouds, so it's hard to do the video recording. But I pray and say, God, I trust you. I bring your yoke upon me, and I believe you're going to take care. And I heard from my friend that last week the rain came down for a few days and cleaned up the atmosphere for me so that I can have the nice background for recording for his kingdom. You have to stay strong and fight the good fight of faith. It may not happen overnight, but keep believing. Keep declaring the promises of God. Keep doing the right thing. Keep honoring God and seeking the kingdom of God first. You are going to come into moments of favor when God suddenly causes things to fall into place. Suddenly your business takes off. Suddenly your health turns around and it's not a struggle anymore. But the victory comes, the favor comes by the favor of God, the grace of God. And we're going to see one door open, another door open. God will send in the right people to us. It's so wonderful to keep trusting God and to present our request to God. I want to encourage you one more time that when you trust God and depend on God, life is not that difficult because the Lord will help you. And you can have peace and joy and sleep well every night. Definitely, your part is to walk by faith, to trust God, to honor God, and do the best to live for the kingdom of God. I believe the scripture in this teaching encourages you to walk by faith and to experience the goodness of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for calling us to come to you with all our burdens and cares, that you will give us rest and we can present our request to you and you will take care of our life, Lord. Thank you that you are in control and you are working to make difficulties easier than they look. Help us, Lord, to stay strong and to have the positive mindset, to have the faith and to believe in the promises of God and fight the good fight of faith, Lord. In Jesus' name, we believe, Father, you will help my brothers and sisters. They will experience your unfailing love, your mercies and your grace, Father. Help my brothers and sisters to learn how to fight the good fight of faith and to trust you and stay in peace, Father. Lord, from now on, they will see miracles after miracles, provision after provision, favor upon favor, and blessing, more and more blessing, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I'm so glad that we can spend time together. And I believe you will put the teaching into practice.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
thirsty.